Excerpt from The Magic Finger by Roald Dahl, narrated by Samara Mears. Late that night, after Philip and William had gone to bed, Mr. Gregg went outside to get some wood for the fire. He was crossing the yard when all at once he heard the call of a wild duck in the sky. He stopped and looked up. The night was very still. There was a thin yellow moon over the trees on the hill, and the sky was filled with stars. Then Mr. Gregg heard the noise of wings flying low over his head, and he saw the four ducks, dark against the night sky, flying very close together. They were going around and around the house. Mr. Gregg forgot about the firewood and hurried back indoors. He was now quite afraid. He did not like what was going on, but he said nothing about it to Mrs. Gregg. All he said was, "Come on, let's go to bed. I feel tired." So they went to bed and to sleep. When morning came, Mr. Gregg was the first to wake up. He opened his eyes. He was about to put out a hand for his watch to see the time, but his hand wouldn't come out.
"That's funny," he said. "Where is my hand?"
He lay still, wondering what was up. Maybe he had hurt his hand in some way. He tried the other hand. That wouldn't come out either. He sat up. Then, for the first time, he saw what he looked like. He gave a yell and jumped out of bed. Mrs. Gregg woke up, and when she saw Mr. Gregg standing there on the floor, she gave a yell too, for he was now a tiny little man. He was maybe as tall as the seat of a chair, but no taller. And where his arms had been, he had a pair of duck's wings instead.